when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Thank you for joining me once again. I'm Dan Tortora, here with another Dan Tortora Broadcast Media exclusive, proudly brought to you on the exclusive interviews page of wakeupcalldt.com, also on the iTunes podcast Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and in your Apple Store and Google Play Store on the Sports DT app. That's SportsDT. You could get that app free in the Apple Store and in the Google Play Store for over 2,000 devices, including your iPad, iPhone, iPod, Verizon tablet, Android phones, whatever it may be. If it's a smartphone, tablet, iPad, any of that, you can go on to the Apple Store and the Google Play Store and get Sports DT right now and listen in. So I thank you, however you're listening to the show. Truly appreciate it as always, and can't thank you enough for helping me to continue to live my dreams every single day. Back at Jets camp for the fourth season, every single time that they've been to SUNY Cortland, I've been there, and I thank the Jets organization for that. Back there again to talk with two people that have been on the show before. That's offensive lineman DeBrickashaw Ferguson and running back Belial Powell, who joined me once again, this time to talk going into the 2013-2014 season. And I'm proud to welcome DeBrickashaw Ferguson first to the show. And first and foremost, DeBrickashaw, having the offensive line coach Mike Devlin, what has he done to teach you and help you truly be a successful offensive lineman in the NFL?
You know, Mike's been with this organization for a number of years, so, you know, it's a very seamless, I think, transition, just because, you know, he knows a lot of us, just because, you know, myself, Nick Mangold, he's just been around for a long time with this organization. So I think he's, it almost seems very natural that he's our O-line coach now.
With you and Nick, how do you keep this line together? Because there's obviously been changes over the past few seasons.
You know, I don't think it's just myself or Nick. I think, you know, we have a lot of veterans. Steven Peterman, Willie Colon, these guys have played a lot of football. So I think guys naturally just, you know what it is to play ball at this level. And I think we all try to do our best to help the younger guys understand what it means to be on an NFL team.
How do you feel you've been gelling so far through this training camp with each of those guys?
Again, I think we've been doing well, just, you know, simply from the fact that, again, a lot of us have played ball, so we know what it takes to be out there on Sunday. And now we're just trying to mesh what we know together, but I think it's been, again, a very seamless process.
You've had Mark Sanchez obviously with you, but you've seen some different quarterbacks behind you. What's it like this camp to have Geno Smith back there and kind of get to know his game a little bit?
You know, there's always been, again, in my tenure here at the Jets, I've played for many quarterbacks, so, you know, ultimately I just try to make sure that I give them the time they need so they can do their jobs. I try to make sure that I worry about the things that I need to do and my role on this team, and I think that's where it starts. You know, our offensive unit is top of mind. We always got to make sure that our offensive line is doing what we need to do to make sure that other guys can do what they need to do.
Is it a struggle at all for you to have different quarterbacks behind you? I mean, to get to know their tendencies and their strengths and weaknesses, has it been difficult to kind of grow with that?
Again, you know, our job as offensive line is to protect those guys. That doesn't change for us, no matter who, you know. We got to stay consistent in doing our role.
And then as far as your running backs, what can you say about Belial Powell and blocking for a guy like that? I mean, you've had a lot of different guys behind you, and you talked about, you know, blocking is blocking, but can you speak on his talent at all?
You know, Belial is a very talented athlete. I think he does some spectacular things. I think he, as well as John Griffin, Joe McKnight, Chris Ivory, I mean, those guys, you know, day in and day out, go in and continue to work hard, and I think they really add to our organization.
Offensive-wise, under Marty, what are you taking from him and all of his time that he's spent in this league?
Oh, again, I'm just trying to take the coaching and apply it to my game, and and you know, just see how it works with, you know, the offensive line and the offense, and we just try to make sure that we're doing the things that he's asking us to do.
As far as your style, do you feel like where you need you are where you need to be right now as you move forward as part of this line to really, you know, be there for the guys when you need them? Do you feel that you're in a place that you're confident in right now?
You know, all we can do is just continue to work hard and try to put our best foot forward every day. And I think, you know, we do that as an offensive unit. We just try to grind and with the hopes that we will perform at a high level.
And lastly, Rex said just about leaving everything behind, what's happened in the past is in the past. Is that how you think, you know, from here on out, that this is training camp or whatever happened before is erased at this point?
You know, every year is a brand new opportunity to focus on what's at hand. You know, you can't constantly just think of the things that didn't go right, or even, you know, hold on to the things that did go right in prior years. We have to just focus on, hey, this is our opportunity, this is our team, and we're just going to continue to work and establish what we need to do with this team.
That, once again, being DeBrickashaw Ferguson, offensive lineman of the New York Jets. Happy to have him back on the show here on WakeUpCallDT.com on your Apple and Google Play Store app, SportsDT, that's S-P-O-R-T-S. DT, and on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Satora. Always a pleasure having DeBrickashaw on the show. Very talented offensive lineman who's been a big part of the offense for the Jets in their highs and in their lows. And going to someone who's trying to bring about more highs for the Jets, as their running backs really haven't panned out in the last few seasons, Belial Powell, someone that I got an opportunity to see at training camp at SUNY Cortland last season, saw some strides by him getting through the tackles, breaking away, showing some speed, has only seemed to have gotten better with this training camp, and I have the opportunity now to share Belial Powell's thoughts. And Belial, first and foremost, having Rex Ryan, the head coach, make the statement that he feels that you're having a good camp, that you are performing well, what do you see in yourself for the camp so far? How have you really looked at yourself in the mirror through this camp here in 2013?
You know, I just want to prepare day in and day out, come in, work hard, try to put myself in a good position to help this team. And, you know, I mean, whatever it is, taking full advantage of any opportunity I'm given. I just want to prepare that way.
Having the experience last season to this season in training camp, what's easier for you? You know, what are you more comfortable with this time around?
I mean, right now, just knowing what to expect, you know, allow me to, you know, sit back and, you know, really focus on, you know, football. And like I said, every day I'll come in, whatever opportunity is given, whenever my number's called, you know, I just try to take full advantage of it.
The offense with Marty, what are you learning from him? What are you taking from him as a coordinator?
That you have to know a lot. You know, we're not in one set spot as a running back. And, you know, this offense is real good, and I'm excited to get it going.
You said you had a lot to improve on, a lot of area to grow. Where are some of those areas that you want to improve in your game?
I mean, just, you know, getting the open field with some of these good safeties around the league and trying to create more explosive runs. And I think that's one of the things that I'm going to try to take in, and one of the things that Anthony Lynn, our coach, emphasizes a lot in our meeting room. And I'm looking forward to the season.
Rex talked about erasing history and just going from here. How is the offense responding to that? Are you guys really able to just put everything away and start fresh here?
Yeah, I mean, last year is last year. We just want to come out here. Guys buying in, and we look forward to the season.
With the 2013-2014 season ahead of the New York Jets, preparation is going to be very important, and how this team can gel together. They've had changes with the offense, they've had changes at quarterback, and they have had changes on the offensive line at wide receiver. Just a lot going on when it comes to scoring points, and of course changes defensively as well. As the New York Jets continue to get prepared for this upcoming season, you can be sure that you can get information on the Jets on wakeupcalldt.com. It's free to become a member. I appreciate all of those who have already signed up, and I look forward to each of you that will be coming here and signing up as well to talk with me on the New York Jets. And I thank DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Belial Powell for talking with me today and opportunities that I had to share with you on the New York Jets as they look forward to this upcoming season and obviously to try and get back to where they were a few seasons ago as a freshman and a sophomore quarterback and freshman and sophomore head coach of the Jets? Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan, respectively, got to the door of the Super Bowl, got to the AFC Championship game, and things haven't gone their way in the last two seasons. They're looking to get back to what life was like in the first two seasons, and we'll see if they can do exactly that. Make sure you stay tuned to my Camp Notebook on the 24/7 Talk Forum. Once again, membership is free. You have to become a member in order to read what I see at camp. I thank you all for listening in. God bless, and I truly appreciate all the time that you've brought. And make sure, if you haven't yet, to download the free app that you can get at the Apple Store or the Google Play Store by searching SportsDT. That's SportsDT. And if you want to get it on your iPhone, iPad, iPod, you can also get it by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, MOBILE. So you can get it in a direct link by going right there. And you could also get it on iTunes by searching the podcast Wake Up Call with Dan Satora. So I thank you all for listening, however you're listening. And for those that made it possible, Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, down from the fire station, the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sunday. It is an honor and a privilege to have my own Sunday where I could walk in and order something that's connected to what I do. The Wake Up Call Sunday featuring soft serve chocolate, vanilla, or twist with cookie dough pieces and caramel swirl topped off with whipped cream and a cherry. And if you want sprinkles, then get sprinkles. It's your Sunday. It's your time to enjoy. I wanted to make something special for you, something that I thought would describe things that I like in cookie dough and caramel, but at the same time be something that so many people could enjoy. So go out and try the Wake Up Call Sunday at Carvel DeWitt, the longest standing Carvel franchise in the entire country. And if you're an Oreo fan, you can go out there and enjoy the Oreo cakes of cappuccino, mint, and original Oreo starting at $9.99 at Carvel DeWitt, now featuring Carvel Light. So if you want to get less calories per ounce, you still want to go out there and get that Carvel flavor that you've enjoyed for so long, or maybe you're a first timer and you want to try out what Carvel is all about, you could do that now for less calories per ounce with Carvel Light. I also want to give a special thanks to Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy, who have put me on my path to hope to be at a place where I can say that my body feels better. It feels stronger and more stable, because a few years ago when I had hurt my knee, it was something that I didn't know if it was going to get better. I didn't have doctors there that cared about me. I didn't have physical therapy that I really got to stick with for a long time. Things weren't handled correctly in ways that were out of my control. And then it was put in my control to get my knee better. And I chose Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. And to this day, I'm so happy that I chose to go to people that care, people that genuinely respond when you have a question or you want to know what's going on with your ailment. How do you fix it? Is there a way to fix it? What can you do that will best serve you? And they treat you like a person. I'm a big person on customer service. It means more to me than the product. And Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy has definitely provided the customer service to make me feel wanted and to make me feel that at the end of the day, they're not just there to do a job, but they're there to help me to get my knee better and to be better in general, to have a well-being that truly is something I could be happy with. 315-652-4323 is the number to call to get on your path to hope. And I implore you to make that phone call. 315-652-4323. Five locations in upstate New York, convenient for you. Make sure you give them a call Monday through Friday during normal business hours. I also want to put a special thanks out to Drysig Apparel, who helps me to represent my company well with the t-shirts that they've provided, the hats that they've provided, and my polo shirts, which I wear to every single event. If you're watching the videos on youtube.com/wakeupcalldt, you'll see that when I was down at the ACC Media Days for football, that my Wake Up Call with Dan Satora shirts were on. They're always on when it comes to a game or an event. When I'm covering something, I cover it wearing Wake Up Call with Dan Satora's polo shirts that were brought to me by Drysig Apparel. So when I'm covering something, Dreisig Apparel is covering me, and I thank them for that. They have the Dreisig athletic side to it, where you can get the jerseys that you need to look good for your team, whatever it may be, whatever sport you're playing, all the way up to the highest end of jerseys, folks. I have one of them myself. Very strong jersey, a durable jersey, looks well, feels well. I got to design it and customize it, and you'll be able to do that too for your team through Dreisig Athletic and the Dreisig Lady line, which features not only the clothes that you need, ladies, to work out, to feel good when you're out there running and feel comfortable, but also the bamboo fit, which is the relaxing side of Dreisig Lady when you have that moment to sit down and take a break after dinner, after you've had a long day and you've done so much and the kids are finally to sleep. Put on your bamboo Dreisig Lady line and relax, watch some TV, be with your husband, your boyfriend, or just sit there with the girls and have a nice night and not have to worry about anything and feel comfortable in the clothing that you wear. Dreisig Lady line also available for you. Just go to the Dreisig link that I have on the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com and get more information there. Special thanks to Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill in Syracuse. An opportunity to go out and watch the game from all different angles. I was out there recently. I try to frequent going out to Toby Keith's because of the food, because of the experience, the management that's there. I truly appreciate going out to a place where you can really just, I mean, you could go seat yourself if you're going out to the bar. Plenty of seats all around the bar and high top tables. You could also sit in one of their dining rooms. There's a VIP room and, of course, the stage and the opportunity to listen to good music and dance in their giant dance floor, a dance floor that you would not see in any restaurant of that size. When you come to Syracuse, when you want to experience the new Destiny USA, you have to go out and see Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. And if you're a fan in general, they have Bullheim, the bull named after Jim Boeheim that you can ride, and not a bad seat anywhere that you are to see the game that you want to see. I told you that when it comes to me, I never tell you to go somewhere unless I would go there myself, and I have. For the NBA draft and the NFL draft and other sporting events that have gone on, I have been at Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill, and you should get out there too to enjoy your experience with good food, good music, good atmosphere. Watch that game. Ride Bullheim if you're so daring to do so. Get out to Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill in Syracuse. You won't be disappointed. I also want to put a special thanks out to FanHands.com, which gave me the opportunity to give back to the community for Hurricane Sandy victims. FanHands, the number one fan accessory. And if you don't know what FanHands are, it's very simple. When you clap at a game, you want to get loud. That's why you clap. That's why you cheer on your team. This enhances your clap. You put on your fan hands, and all of a sudden, your clap is louder. It sounds like more people are in your fan section. And why not tell the team that you love that there's more of you there, that it's louder, that you're vibrant, especially when your team's on the road? Fan hands. Get them right now on fanhands.com. The opportunity to go to a game and not have to worry about, where do I put the foam finger? The clapper, I have to hold on to it. Now you can hold on to your drink. You can carry things if you need to. Put your fan hands right next to you. Slip them in your pocket. They're not something that's going to obstruct your opportunity to enjoy the game. And at the same time, you have that accessory, the number one fan accessory. So get your pair of fan hands and enjoy the game the way that you want to and not have to worry about, where do I put this? Do I sit on it? Step on it? How am I going to move this here? Don't worry about any of that anymore. Fan Hands makes it easy to be the top fan in the stadium. Get your pair of fan hands at fanhands.com and go to the fan corner page of wakeupcalldt.com right now to find out how going to fanhands.com can help you help Hurricane Sandy victims. Finally, a special thanks to Moe's Southwest Grill in Erie Boulevard. I want to thank them for everything that they've done to allow me the opportunity to have the Mo Money No Problems giveaway, where I give you Mo Bucks to experience the food that I've liked for so long. My chicken quesadilla, that's what I get. Chicken quesadilla with jalapenos, pickled jalapenos, olives, cheese, lettuce, chicken, obviously, and black beans on my chicken quesadilla. That's what I like. There is a ton of different opportunities to get there. There's anything from steak to vegetarian to tofu to chicken to a ton of options for you to enjoy. You can get bacon if you want. Whatever it may be, you can have it made to your liking right in front of you by a staff that includes the management to get on the line. And it says a lot about a company when the management will get on the line, talk with you, and help you prepare the food the way that you want it instead of sitting in the back. Moe's Southwest Grill on Erie Boulevard. I truly appreciate my opportunity to give back to the community through Moe Money No Problems, and ask you to go over to Moe's and experience what it's like to have good food in a good atmosphere for a good price. Moe's Southwest Grill on Erie Boulevard. I thank everyone that's a part of Danzatora Broadcast Media and everyone that has been a part of Danzatora Broadcast Media. And first and foremost, and always at the top, I thank God for everything. Thank you for listening in. I'll talk to you very soon here on WakeUpCallDT.com, on the Sports DT app, and also on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Danzatora, and on video, YouTube.com/WakeUpCallDT, where you can find Mark Sanchez straight from training camp in that video that I have up there right now. Make sure you check it out and see what Mark Sanchez has to say. And of course, being in Rex Ryan's press conferences, make sure that you check out right here on WakeUpCallDT.com, on the Apple and Google Play Store apps, Sports DT, that's SportsDT, and on the iTunes podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, Rex Ryan, from the press conferences that he's having down at training camp at SUNY Cortland. Make sure you listen in to some of the information he has provided in his conversations that you can get here through Danzatora Broadcast Media's many outlets. I'll talk to you very soon, and God bless once again.